about 60% of the distance that our moon orbits our planet. It also orbits within the tenuous E-ring. So some of these moons orbit in the middle or close to these E-rings, or close to the rings of Saturn. Mimas is heavily cratered, and it could have been close to being destroyed. It's because a lot of objects in the early solar system were bombarded over and over again by meteors and craters. So it could have been destroyed, but its gravity kept it together. It's composed of water ice, and Mimas's proximity to Saturn, that means Saturn has a controlling influence on Mimas' orbit. So it keeps Saturn's orbit, keeps the Cassini division clear in Saturn's E-ring, so that is where Mimas orbits. Now we're going to look at another moon. Oh yeah, here it is. I have some notes on the Grand Canyon. So the Grand Canyon's about, at its deepest part, it's about 1 mile deep, whereas the crater in Mimas is about 6 miles deep, so it's much deeper. And the Colorado River flows 105 miles long through the Grand Canyon, but the main section of the Grand Canyon is about 56 meters long, where it, or 56 miles long, where the diameter of the crater on Mimas is about 250 miles. So it's about five times bigger than the Grand Canyon. So it's quite a sight. The depth of the Grand Canyon varies anywhere from 4 to 18 miles, and Mimas is I have nothing on it. Sorry about that. Okay, I'll go on to the next moon. Okay, so now we're going to look at the moons of Uranus. Uranus has 27 moons, and they have very interesting names. First, Uranus orbits on its side. It's very strange. It's different than all other planets. So Uranus has 27 moons, and they take their names from the plays of William Shakespeare and the poems of Alexander Pope. So some of the examples of the names of Uranus are Cordelia, Ophelia, Bianca, Juliet, Belinda, Puck, Miranda, Ariel, Umbriel, and these are the regular moons. And some of the irregular moons are called Stefano, Sycorax, Prospero, Setebos, and Caliban. So the names have interesting names, different than any other moon. Nine rings were discovered around Uranus when the Voyager 1 flew by Uranus. So some of these moons orbit in or close to these rings. Prior to 1986, there were only five moons known of Uranus, but when Voyager 2 flew by in 1986, 10 more moons were discovered. And five of the moons of Uranus orbit farther out, and 10 of them orbit closer to Uranus. So these five classical moons gave evidence of Uranus's unusual tilt. So Uranus spins on its side. It has a 98 degrees tilt, its axis. So it doesn't spin like the Earth. It spins sideways. It's very strange. But the UAE, International Astronomers Union, believe it's 82 degrees. So there's some speculation. But anyway, it's about 90 degrees. So it spins on its side. The theory was Uranus was struck in the early years of the solar system by an Earth-sized planetesimal. So an Earth-sized planet. And that's what knocked it into its present sideways tilt. Okay, so let's talk about some of the moons of Uranus. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Ariel. So this was discovered by William Herschel in 1851. Its diameter is about 1160 kilometers, and its orbital distance about 191,000 kilometers, about 60% of the distance from our Earth to our moon. So Ariel is one of five mid-sized moons of Uranus. It's got the brightest surface. It's the most geologically active, and this is probably because the tidal forces of Uranus is a big planet. So it flexes the surface, it creates heat inside, so you have lava, volcanoes, things like that. Ariel has, a lot of it has older crater surface with spectacular deep, steep-sized canyons. So the canyons are very broad, much bigger than the Grand Canyon. And for example, the largest canyon on Ariel is about 622 kilometers, long. That's about 350 to 400 kilometers. And, okay, I'm just going to wrap up. There's another moon called Miranda. It's geologically scarred. And Aldebaran, it's a heavily cratered. So a lot of these moons are heavily cratered. Titania is the largest moon of Uranus, covered with a web of chasmata. Chasmata are like canyons, large plains crossed by large canyons. Okay, so thank you for listening. This is Marco. You've been listening to Astro Talk. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Give to charity? Are you concerned about equality and human rights? What's more important, civil liberties or the environment? If you want to explore these questions, tune into The Sector, the radio show podcast that explores the world of nonprofits, fundraising, and activism. Join us for interviews with industry insiders as we discuss and debate social justice, civil liberties, and more. The Sector, Fridays at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you all have been enjoying your week thus far. It is almost the weekend, so just hang in there. You're almost done. I know that the weather outside has been a little gloomy as of late, but it's all right. It's predicted that it's going to be getting a lot better for the weekend. Anyway, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, bringing to you your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101 live from the University of British Columbia. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. So this week has been a rather crazy week in the realm of Asian entertainment, with some very shocking news coming out of Japan, which occurred at a fan meet held by the top girl group of Japan, which we will cover in a bit, because right now, it's time for music. So first up from South Korea, it is Seungri and his song 할 말 있어요, which also means gotta talk to you. Seungri is the magne, or youngest, of the top group Big Bang here with his solo song that was released about a year ago off his second EP, Let's Talk About Love. So the last time Big Bang released a project as a group, it was in early 2012, still together. They're still together to this day, but the members have just been taking a bit of a break and focusing on more of their own work as of late. So each member has released solo material in that time in between, but it is often member G-Dragon who gets the most attention for his solo work. But Seungri's solo release was easily the most stunning of all the songs that the Big Bang members released this past year. With his slick music production, it really blends well with Seungri's softer, smoother vocals, and it makes for an absolutely amazing song. There was no way I was going to not play this song. It's just created and performed so well and really shows that Seungri is more than capable of standing tall in the realm of solo work, just like the other members of Big Bang. So Seungri, gotta talk to you, coming right up.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight. 나 오늘 그대에게 할 말이 너무나 많아요 부디 내 얘기를 들어줄 수 있나요 그대 혹시 있나요 내가 들어갈 수 있는 곳 있나요 오직 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 저 파란 하늘보다 푸른 눈동자를 봐요 부디 나에게 안겨줄 수 있나요 그대 혹시 아나요 이건 그 누구도 모르죠 아나요 오직 그대와 나 단 둘이서만 내가 너한테만 하고 싶은 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 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 나 할 말이 있어요 있어요 내 마음이 그녀를 얻다 내 맘을 준다 눈물이 날까 너에게 내 맘을 준다 그녀를 얻다
내 품에 안다 나 오늘 그대에게 할 말이 너무나 많아요 부디 내 얘기 들어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 나 지금 할 말 있어요 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 나 할 말이 있어요 있어요 내 마음이 나 지금 할 말 있어요
Sungri's Gotta Talk to You, a very solid track from a great artist that honestly does not get enough attention for his music. So go support Sungri and Big Bang as well. They're said to be making a comeback soon as a group, so be on the lookout for that. Now, I gotta talk to you about these next artists coming up because that is just what I do. Anyway, these next two artists on the show are both very powerful vocalists and have gotten a lot of comparison to American artists with very powerful voices. So first is A-Lee, a Korean-American singer originally from New Jersey who went to Korea in 2010 to pursue a music career. She took part in an audition and was recruited by the label on the spot. She was mentored by veteran Korean singer Hwi Sung, and they actually had a joint performance on a television show where A-Lee performed Beyoncé's Halo and got a lot of praise for her stage presence and strong vocals, which actually got her the title Korea's Beyoncé. So the second artist is most often compared to Mariah Carey. She first started getting widespread attention for her vocals after appearing on a singing competition back in 2005 called Supergirl. I'm talking about Zhang Liangying. From China, she is known for her wide vocal range and her ability to sing in languages that are not her native tongue for her use of the whistle register, much like Mariah Carey. Chinese singers often refer to the whistle register as dolphin-sounding vocals, which earned Jane the nickname Dolphin Princess. So both artists are very powerful vocalists, and the next two songs will showcase their vocal ability over other aspects of the song. So the first track is from A-Lee off her second EP, A's Dollhouse, called You and I, which features a big band sounding instrumental and her vocals at the forefront. Then right after, it will be Jane's song, Ai Jiu Ai, meaning love is love, or if you love, just love. Pay special attention towards the end of that song, and you'll be able to hear the use of the whistle register that got her the name Dolphin Princess. A-Lee, Jane Zhang, coming right at you on Asian Wave 101.
Your lies and excuses. Now just get out my face.
It's what it is to
I
Ailey's You and I and Jane Zhang's I Jiu I, two artists with vocal power that is not commonly heard in either entertainment world. So definitely go check out more from both of these artists. Definitely superstar talent. We're going to take a quick break, and after, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. So please, stick around.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
World of Warfare,
God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
Welcome back to Asian Wave 101. So, listeners of Korean music know that the industry is predominantly made up of idol groups and that the charts are frequently dominated by boy band and girl group songs. But the Mandarin pop industry does have idols as well, though not as many. They are getting more and more attention these days, though. So next up is an idol boy band from Taiwan called Fahrenheit. Now, people familiar with this name probably all know about member Aaron Yan, who's been getting a lot of attention lately for his acting and his solo albums. We're talking about Fahrenheit as a group today, though, specifically. So they debuted back in 2005 as a trio and first gained some notoriety after all three of them acted together in the same television drama. A fourth member was added December of that year, and they became a quartet. Their first album was released in 2006 and quickly garnered a lot of attention. Prior to that, they had sung some of the soundtracks to the dramas that they had acted in. The album was ranked number 2 on the G-Music charts and was surpassed only by Jay Chou's Still Fantasy album. However, they have received a lot of criticism because their music supposedly lacked character and lacked dimension. So with their third album, Love You More and More, released in 2009, they went through a complete image change and sound shift in order to show their cohesion as a group and to showcase a more mature image and musical style. The song is called Yue Lai Yue Ai, meaning Love You More and More, which is titled like the album. This is the title track. It's a mid-tempo rock ballad which highlights their improved singing ability, so let's check it out. Fahrenheit, Love You More and More.
Tao de 晴空，我早白。 God, they need somebody.
宿命的安排，眼看你执迷的风采排山倒海，为你哭为你笑为你跳为你嗨，不抵抗不耍赖不悔改，越刹车越停不下来，反而越来越爱。
Oh my God， 我越来越爱，努力爱天都塌下来，爱过是你给的天才，我要被害。
绝版海报把你贴在额头，
Fahrenheit's song Love You More and More, a very big transition from the bubblegum pop and the dance sound that they had previously. The group is on a bit of a hiatus at the moment, and as such there hasn't been much from them as a group lately. But Aaron Yan is set to come out with a new album very soon, and member Jiro Wang is in a drama released this year. Go check him out. Idols are fairly rare in Mandopop, but there is a potentially very big market for them, and they have been getting a lot more attention as of late. So the next artist on the show is a singer that has been active for some time who recently became one of my favorites. I'm talking about GEM, or maybe it's Gem. Not too sure. I'm still new to her music, but if anyone listening knows right now, please do tell me. This is a learning environment. So GEM is an acronym for Get Everybody Moving. She is based out of Hong Kong and debuted in 2008, and that year she won 10 major music awards. She was only 17 at the time, so that is very impressive, and I know that for at least one of those awards, she was the first minor to have actually won that award. So she was actually given the nickname the Young Empress of Heaven with the giant lungs because of her popularity and her wide vocal range. Gem actually held a concert here in Vancouver back in 2011 and this past March as well. I wasn't too familiar with her yet, so I didn't go. Anyway, the song I have from her is called 写不完 the 温柔, which translates to roughly the gentleness I cannot finish writing off her first full-length album, 18. The song is very R&B and it's got a very soothing quality to it, so please do enjoy Gem 写不完 the 温柔 coming up on Asian Wave 101.
变淡就写不完，不能 对我说，这不是谁的错，你忍住了难过，放下承诺，保护上你的我。现在我终于学到，让心最颤抖是你的痛，最痛的痛竟然由我一手放纵。其实有一种感受一直是热在心头，最后我却开不了口，我的心在颤抖，你真是最温柔，钢琴上的手也在颤抖，其实该不该放手，我在颤抖，最可惜的理由是你怎么能够分开之后依然温柔，你最温柔，回忆我们牵着双手，说以后一起走，你最温柔，你最温柔，从前牵我的手有了陌生的感受，你最温柔，
That was Gems, 写不完的温柔, a little something for all the R&B lovers out there, myself included. I mentioned her nickname earlier, but the nickname was given to her in Cantonese, and I cannot speak Cantonese, so I won't go into that. The song was sung in Mandarin, but she does sing in Cantonese as well, which is the beautiful thing about music in general, because you don't have to fully understand the language it's sung in order to enjoy it. Now is the time of the day where we catch up on all the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. Okay, first up, coming from China, actress Zhou Xun is rumored to be pregnant. Zhou Xun went public last week about her relationship with American actor Archie Cao. These rumors are abounding after she was reportedly getting special treatment during a commercial shoot in Italy. Other top stars were part of the commercial shoot included Cate Blanchett and Christoph Waltz, and they were in attendance as well, though Zhou Xun was reportedly the only one receiving extra care, with the staff supporting her as she boarded and alighted the yacht that the shoot took place on. So Zhou Xun has declared that she will get married by the end of the year, and this past week, she and her boyfriend have constantly been in the media ever since they went public about their relationship. There was even a report that Archie Cao might be two-timing his girlfriend, but that's fairly normal in the entertainment world, and is more than likely it's more likely to be a hoax. All the best to the happy couple. Moving on, this one comes from Japan. Two members of the top girl group AKB48 were attacked at a fan meet. On May 24th, AKB48 held a fan meeting in the in Iwate Prefecture. It was a handshake event, so the fans were allowed within a close proximity of the artists. The two members injured were Kawaii Lina and Iriyama Ana. The two members were sharing the same cubicle, and the assailant, after shaking hands with both of them, suddenly produced a handsaw and lunged at them. A staff member who saw what was happening attempted to stop the assailant and was injured in the process, and both Lina and Ana suffered fractures in their hands and head injuries. Police were called to the scene, and the culprit was arrested for attempted murder, and the two members and the staff were rushed to the hospital but have not yet been discharged. The assailant is a 24-year-old unemployed man from the Aomori Prefecture and is still unclear as to what his motives were. A media outlet has noted that the tight security and bag checks AKB48 events usually have were missing this time around. This is really scary business, but it is a reality that many of these pop artists face every day. It seems extreme and plain unlikely to most of us, but hopefully future events for AKB48 will be better monitored. This could have been so much worse. All the best, and wishing a fast recovery to Lena, Anna, and the courageous staff member. So moving on to Korea, boy band EXO has completed their first concert performances as the headlining act in spite of a member filing a lawsuit seeking contract termination. On the final day of their concert, 14,000 screaming fans packed the Seoul Olympic Gymnasium Arena. The hype for this concert has been crazy, and the tickets for the planned two-day show sold out in 1 minute, so an extra day was added, bringing the audience total to 42,000. The members pulled off their performances as 11 members despite the absence of Chris, the Chinese-Canadian leader of EXO's M team. A jumbotron was actually installed to broadcast the show for people who could not get tickets, and they were standing outside the stadium. Even the rainy weather could not stop about 3,000 fans who could not get tickets from flocking to the venue, all in order to get a glimpse of their favorite stars. So after the show also showcased some of the members' solo stages. Lay had a dance stage, which he performed to a self-composed song called I'm Lay, and member Chen had a metal rock song, which really highlighted his higher voice. So after the show, EXO will be heading to Hong Kong and China for more performances. This is definitely a testament to their popularity that even though one member decided he had enough, the fans were out in full force to support their favorite band, and hopefully everything that's going on will be resolved soon. Fans of Big Bang and member Taeyang can rejoice because Taeyang is making his solo comeback. Several teaser images and a teaser video have been released to build up hype for Taeyang's new studio album to be released on June 2nd at midnight Korean Standard Time. Taeyang will be coming back after 4 years since the release of his last solo album, Solar, back in 2010. About 6 months ago, he released a new song called Ringa Linga that left fans waiting and wanting for more. The album is titled Rise, which is very fitting after such a long time away from the solo spotlight. Now, I am a fan of Taeyang personally, and I'm really looking forward to this release. It is coming very soon. I should clarify that the online digital release is June 2nd, and the physical release will be on June 10th. Until then, I suggest that current fans of Taeyang and those who are interested in his music to go and check out his previous solo work as a bit of an appetizer before the new album drops. So everyone, be on the lookout for that. That will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Just some of the bigger stories this week. There has been a lot more that has happened, and there are plenty of sites with frequent updates, but that's all for this week's show. When we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, we are back and it's time for more music. The next artist is from Korea, the iconic pioneering boy band known as Dongbang Shinki, or DBSK for short, which means Rising Gods of the East. They debuted back in late 2003 under SM Entertainment, and they are still one of the groups responsible for bringing Korean pop music to the attention of other Asian markets. They were the OGs, essentially. They're one of the only groups to have really had a breakthrough success in Japan, and they, as a group, were given the title Kings of K-Pop. However, they faced some tribulations back in 2009 when three members of the group filed lawsuits against their label seeking contract termination, citing things such as unfair length of contract and unequal income distribution. The three members were successful in their lawsuits and have been performing since then as JYJ based on the first letters of their names, Jaejoong, Yuchun, and Chunsu, managed by CJS Entertainment. The two members that remained with SM, Changmin and Yunho, continue to perform as DBSK only as a duo now. The next song is from back when they were five members. The song is called Mirotic, the title track off their 2008 album, which to date remains their most commercially and critically successful album, and the song is one of their most successful as well. So let's check it out. The Kings of K-Pop, Dongbang Shinki, Mirotic.
Under my skin.
That was Merodic by Dongbang Shinki off the album of the same name released in 2008. This song was a hit, but it caused some controversy as well because of the supposed sexual nature of the lyrics. The censorship board in Korea said that the lyrics, "I got you under my skin," may imply sexual acts, and they deemed it unsuitable for minors. Sexual or not, it's still a good song, and no entertainment industry is complete without just a little bit of controversy. So keep in mind, this song is from back when the group was still five members. Please continue showing love to the duo that is now Dongbang Shinki and JYJ as well. Speaking of kings of music genres, Wang Leehong is back on the show this week with a song off his 2004 album Shangri-La. The album was the first of Leehong's albums to showcase his new fusion genre that he created by blending the tribal and traditional music of ethnic groups from Mongolia, Tibet, and Taiwan with Western hip-hop and R&B sounds. He traveled extensively, carrying as much as 15 kilograms of equipment to capture all that he heard, all the while he was fighting bouts of altitude and food sickness. That is dedication, and it has paid off in the form of great music. The song from Leehong this week is called Forever Love, which is expressing the wish to really love a girl forever, because love is something that should be forever. And if any hardships and bumps in the road should come up, then they will face them together, because that only strengthens their love. I think that's something everyone in this world is looking for. So with that in mind, Wang Leehong, Forever Love, coming up right now.
Forever love, forever love.
Lee Hong's Forever Love, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely, Lee Hong is one of those artists that if you're interested in Mandarin music, he is a must listen, one of the kings of the mandopop genre. So definitely go and check out more of him. Next up is an artist that I mentioned last week. Tablo is back, but this time Epic High is the group that we have featured. Epic High is one of the first hip-hop groups to find mainstream success in Korea with number one hits and albums. They have really done a lot in building up the popularity of the hip-hop genre in Korea, getting more exposure for the culture, and both pop and underground artists respect them for that. So Epic High is a three-member group. Tablo is one of the rappers and the frontman for the group. His rap counterpart in the group is Mithra Jin, and their DJ is DJ Tukuts, who is mostly in charge of song production. So the song we'll listen to is called Fan off their fourth album, Remapping the Human Soul. Fan went number one when it was released, and the lyrical content actually tells a story from the standpoint of an obsessed fan willing to do anything for their favorite idol. This song was a hit, but there were other songs that were straight up banned due to them touching on some rather sensitive issues, and the Korean government decided it could only be sold to people 19 years or older. But as I keep saying, no entertainment industry is complete without controversy and scandals, so regardless, here is Epic High's Fan.
My star, I'm your number one fan. Baby, please take my hand.
가질 수가 없어
내 머릿속에서라도
만질 수가 없어
그저 헛된 꿈이라도
말할 수가 없어
멀리서 숨어서라도
You know I do
널 사랑한다고
내가 누군지는 몰라도
내 머릿속에서라도
만질 수가 없어
그저 헛된 꿈이라도
말할 수가 없어
멀리서 숨어서라도
You know I do
널 사랑한다고
내가 누군지는 몰라도
내 머리
Epic High's fan, describing in a rather lot of detail something that Korean singers and celebrities have to face on a regular basis. It does get pretty scary how some of these fans are that obsessive. Go check out more of Epic High. Controversy adds variety to any music industry, and they are definitely a very solid act. Next is an artist from China who has been dubbed China's most influential celebrity. It's Han Geng. Han Geng is a singer, dancer, and actor who debuted in 2005 as a member of Korean boy band Super Junior, making him the first Chinese and non-Korean to debut as an idol in South Korea. He returned to China to continue his career after filing a lawsuit against his label SM Entertainment in late 2009, around the same time as the members of JYJ. Reasons for this include unfair contract length and unequal income distribution, as well as several human rights abuses and just plain discrimination. On a happier note, Han Geng is referred to as China's dance king for being very skilled in hip-hop, ballet, as well as all 56 of China's traditional ethnic dances. The next song is called Kuang Cao, which is the name of a form of Chinese calligraphy known for its unrestrained and flowing style. Han Geng really tries to capture that within this song as he sings about letting out all frustrations and casting off restraint and being passionate in order to succeed. So it's a very raw song, very unrestrained, much like the Kuang Cao style. China's dance king with Kuang Cao right here, right now. That was Hangeng's Kuangcao, symbolically expressing the need to cast off frustration and having the passion to strive for a goal. Hangeng has actually been taking a bit of a break from his music and focusing instead on his acting. He recently starred in a romantic comedy called X-Files, X as in ex-girlfriend